2 RCL, mobile.
RCL, this is KO4 HKX. Hey, Russell, how are you?
Patrick, well, considering how I've been since last Friday, I'm doing a whole lot better today.
Sick, did you?
I got some kind of stomach bug, bacteria, virus, something, I don't know, but this weight loss for about 48 hours, and it took me all week to recover from it.
Heard that's going around, and it's nasty. I'm glad you're doing better, though.
Too, sort of. It's the first day I feel like getting out and doing something, and I got a honey-do list I got to get done.
Lists never go away, do they?
You know, when I first got married, I had one, and I finished off and thought I was done, and she said, turn the paper over.
Spiral-bound notebook is never in.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be too much longer. She'll just start emailing them and putting them on my calendar as scheduled events. Hey, did you get your 878 yet?
I did not. I got an email from them last night telling me that they still were working on building the sky bridges and programming them. And I'm like, you shouldn't have sold the product if you didn't have it.
300%. You know, or at least tell you that stuff up front. Say, you know, there's going to be a delay in shipping due to build time or lead time or whatever the case may be. At least give you some kind of notice. I had ordered some Andrew LMR 400 cable, and I found a guy on eBay that had really good reviews and good seller feedback, and I ordered it from him, and he sent me some kind of Chinese stuff that I don't even think is LMR 400. I think it's some kind of RCS or RDC or something, and he's not wanting to do anything to make it right, and the cable that he sent me, I can buy it for about half what I paid for this.
Let's see. Good afternoon. I'm going to do the call. I've been buying my cables, especially patch cables, from a company called Shireen. It's S-A-I-R-E-E-N. They're, I think they're out of Maryland. I'm going to make a run at LMR 400 UF myself pretty soon. But they're reliable. They deliver it, and it's, you know, it's a US-based. And that's, this is all. They do connectors and cable and stuff. That's about all they do.
It's a rough area, but I picked up most of that. I'm 99% sure it is Shireen cable then that he sent me. I looked on their website, and it said it was comparable to the Andrew LMR 400. But the ad they had was for Andrew, not Shireen, and that just kind of, it kind of rubbed me the wrong way that they advertised one thing and then turned around and sold me another.
I mean, did you actually order from Shireen, though? What's the deal with it?
I actually ordered it off of Fleabay. I sat and spent a couple hours doing some research and found a guy on there that was, he had good seller rating. It's a 99.9% feedback out of like 3,000 sales or something, and everybody raved over his cables. So I said, well, I'm going to give it a shot. I ordered it, and it come in, and it was just different than what I expected. It seems to be good cable, but I hadn't tested it yet. I'm just trying to figure out whether, you know, if it's good stuff, I'll use it, and I'm fine with it. But if it's not, I don't want to put it up because I bought 75 feet of it to run up my tower.
I've been buying the center connector soldered, and the other part of it is crimped.
that used to work out good, as long as the cider connection is good. And I've been asking for and getting the amphenol connectors. They're a little bit more expensive than the other stuff is, but they're probably the best ones out there. Always have been. They're just hard to get somebody to, hard to find them, unless you put them on yourself. And I just don't have the capability to crimp them. I can solder them, but I don't like soldering the other portion on the center connector. I can do pretty good with that one. I just don't seem to get a good connection all the time. You guys go ahead. I just want to step in there and say that because I've heard all kinds of stories about all kinds of cables. And like I said, I've had good luck out of Serene, and of course, DX Engineering, too. But DX Engineering is high as a cat's back.
Well, I appreciate the info. That makes me feel a whole lot better about what I got laying there now. The Serene cable's good. I'm going to probably just run a quick test on it and make sure everything's soldered and connected right. And I'm probably going to go ahead and run it up the tower. I appreciate it.
Hey, Patrick,
you still in there with us?
Stop or something. Who is this on the other end anyway? I'm sorry I didn't catch your call.
To RCL. My name's Russell. I'm going to have to hop out of the truck here in just a second for the dump. But again, I appreciate the information a lot.
Yes, sir, Russell. Anytime. I've been putting this cable string off and on trying to find something good for it. Because I got I run a lot on 440, and I really have to have a good, even though it's not a very long run, I have to have it as good as I can get on 440 on the satellites to get a good signal in. But, good luck with it. If you got an analyzer, I'd run the analyzer on it and see what it's doing. Because if you pay for LMR 400, you ought to be getting it. Because a lot of times they some of these guys just substitute it. People don't know. A lot of people just don't have equipment to test it. And that's one of the reasons I go with other cable. Other guys, most of the time, I don't have the equipment handy to do it. Plus, I don't have long runs of cable to deal with either, so I just want to make sure somebody puts the connectors on right, that sort of thing. We have a good afternoon, KTRCL, M4DJC.
4DJC, this is KQRCL, and I'm going to hop out of the truck here at the dump, and I'll be back on momentarily.
4HKX. Jerry, you still there?
You must have jumped out for a second. Ken's already gone. He had to jump out. He must be at the garbage dump. He said he'd be back in a minute. How you doing today? You going to grab you some lunch? I know you're working today.
Hey, it's my office day, and I do use it to run errands and things like that. And I'm up here at the house, and I've been having trouble with receive up here lately. I don't know. I'm going to have to find me a better antenna or something.
I don't think that's what it is. I think it's some crackling on the... I've had several people say in other areas they hear the same thing on some of their repeaters, too, and I'm not sure if it's got to do with all the rain we've had or the wind or what, but it could be conditions, too. But I don't know what it may be, but I guarantee you there's nothing wrong with your antenna or your radio, because I hear it here. And I hear the crackling on it no matter who's on.
Completely up here. It's not just a crackling. I mean, it goes away completely. The leaves are coming out, just now starting to come out up here, so that may have something to do with it.
Well, I know I'm not receiving the repeater as well as I usually. It's still good, and it'll be full quiet, but I do. Most of the people, unless they're sitting close by it, maybe or don't sound quite as good as they have, but I'm not running. I'm only running about 15 watts right now. So I usually run 25, but I don't like to run more than about 15 through this type collection on this air. But it usually gets in pretty well. But like I said, you saying the audio, that last transmission sounded perfect, but it could be a connection or something somewhere. It's possible. Especially if you're not hearing, that kind of sounds like there's a connection, maybe a little water in one of the connectors somewhere or something like that. Maybe or something might have come loose and it's intermittent perhaps. But it doesn't sound like it's in there. I would imagine it's in the maybe in a car accident in a system somewhere, because I don't think your radio, audio and radio sounded great.
So, like I said, I live up here in the mountains, so I'm in the valley on the other side of the repeater. And of a morning, normally there's a dead spot that I can't talk to. I even lose FM radio through there a lot, so I don't worry about that. But like right here at the house where I'm at now, normally I could set the radio up for crossband repeat and it would be fine, but now I have to leave it back out of the driveway a little bit to get it to actually where I'm at now to sound good, where I can hear you.
Karen, no, I've got it. I've got you filtered out a little bit on the on this end. I got, I can put several filters on this thing and select it on that. I got you on a little narrow filter, put the noise reduction on. So without the noise reduction, wide filter, I hear a little more. But like I said, audio sounds fine. Then. But I don't think, you know, it could be conditions. You know, we're coming up on 1 to 2 meters. There's some tropo coming in and other stuff from time to time when the cool in the morning like that. You can hear, I can tell that it's a band's a little better sometimes than it is other times. But it's probably just something, you know, it's probably just condition more likely. Because I'm saying, well, I can be in one part. You know, that, even though that thing is kind of, the repeater antennas actually have lobes on it. They can move those things around, and you might be in one section where you can get one of the lobes real well, then you might move off a few miles and may not hear as well in that direction either. But I'm kind of the same situation. I'm down in a hole, and I don't have I'm certainly not line of sight to the repeater by any stretch of imagination, but I can pull my antenna a little bit, you know, not actually in the direction the repeater is actually located by GPS coordinates. I can move off a little bit and actually hear it a little better than I can like a direct route through. But it's got something to do with, you know, I got a couple of big trees here on one side. I mean, that's probably what the cause is. But, you know, that shouldn't cause, that won't cause it to go out completely, I wouldn't think, Patrick. But then, like I said, it may be a little antenna. You might have got some moisture in it somewhere or something like that. It just didn't take much to get them, especially on 2 meters. Generally, the repeater's real strong in here. It's always, you know, into the red on the S meter. This S meter is real stingy.
Don't worry too much about it, then. I'll check my connections and make sure there's nothing going on there. But other than that, I guess I'll wait for it to get better. But sometimes my little handheld will pick up better than my ID51 will.
Icons now. All the ones I've got, this 9700's got a good receiver on there. This also got a preamp too, but I've got one of those little 2300H's, a little small mobile 65 watt. That thing's got a really good receiver in it, but it's not as good as this as the 97. Of course, it's a whole different, you know, things 10 times as expensive too, but icons in general have pretty good receivers on them, so I would imagine this is. It's probably something, you know, some connection somewhere in the antenna, maybe something, who knows, I mean, it could be, it's probably something small, whatever it is, but you sounded real good the last couple of transmissions there, like I said, the signal's been, you're full quiet, and I hear a tiny, tiny bit of noise in the background, but it's nothing, you know, before I could hear a little crackling, and if I don't hear, I'm not hearing any of that right now.
You been playing with your D-Star anymore? I still haven't figured out how to do that one.
I told you I bought a hotspot. Yeah, I got a hot Zoom spot with that Dexter. It's got a little display panel on it from ham radio outlet. I wasn't gonna buy one, and one of my friends here in town kept saying he's got a 4100, I think, Patrick, and he's got his set up. This one I can go in. I can go out on P25, DMR, Yazoo Fusion, WiresX, and also D-Star. So I can select the mode and I can go out and hit anything. I hadn't figured out DMR by a long stretch, but the D-Star setup for this one is pretty simple. And the 5100 is as well. Based on what I've seen, it's real similar to this radio. So, you know, as far as the hotspot and other stuff, it's it took me, the hotspot took a little time setting up, but it had nothing to do with ICOM end of it. But I did find out a couple of things about how to space out the call and that sort of thing. And if you can hear them, yeah, I wasn't hearing the Clemson repeater for the longest time, and I got a 7-element 440 beam sitting up there now, and I can hear it. If I point in the right direction, I can't get in. I couldn't even get into it with 25 watts before, but I might have had the thing set up wrong or something too. I may try that. Maybe this afternoon. But there's some tricks to setting up icons. But once you set up one, they're all virtually the same. As far as, you know, how to input the call sign and all that sort of thing. I had one problem where I didn't have like it says N4DJC, and it's got a B or a G after for gateway. That B has to be in the 8th position, and that's what I didn't have, and it wasn't. And after I got that set up, I didn't have any trouble at all then. I
don't know anything about it. I do have one of the D-Star repeaters programmed in, 145-420, and I hear it every now and then, but I don't hear it too often.
Which one is that? Where is that at?
Towards Greenwood. It's down where my hunt club's at. But I can hear it every now and then when the band's right, I guess. When I'm down in Greenville, I can hear it down there.
Comment, K4XB. Actually on the top of the hospital there in I live here in southern Greenville County, and I can pick it up in certain parts as I drive around down here. But I work there at the hospital, so that repeater is on the top of the patient tower there at the hospital. K4XB.
Thank you for that information. I missed your call, though.
X-ray Bravo, K4XB.
I mean, for that one, I've got a friend of mine that says he can't hit that. I'm in Anderson. He can't hit it from his house. He's a little further south than I am, but I don't think he's got that much of an antenna set up for in that direction anyway. But I may try that. I can link it through my hotspot, see if I can bring it up anyway.
Forth to Greenwood, when I was actually working on site, I could get it in certain spots. It's got okay coverage, but it's it could stand to be a little bit higher. But it is what it is. It's D-Star's pretty fun, though, in my opinion. And I've got a hotspot as well, one of the old DV Mega type ones that I've had for years. And it's pretty fun.
K4XB. I don't have much of a situation with antennas here, so I've been enjoying it. I've been doing some satellite work too. But anyway, I've been trying to get into that Clemson repeater. I may try it again, but I can hear it occasionally. I can't get into it. It's only about 12 miles away from me. I'm sitting down in the hole. So not that far away from it, but just the propagation. I mean, my QTH location, my height, and really good setup for that. Go ahead, Patrick.
Pop out of here and go get me a bite of lunch. So I'm going to say 7-3 here. I'll have my radio monitoring, so you can give me a shout here in a little bit, or maybe I'll call that later. KO4HK, clear on your final.
Okay, Patrick, good deal. Looks like you have my grandkids come up this afternoon. Somewhere after run up here and hide in the bedroom, so I'll probably be talking to you time to time. They'll be busy with other stuff for a while, and they might let me hang out with them while I don't know. You have a good afternoon. And Tommy, thanks for the, appreciate the information on that D-Star repeater down in Greenwood. I remember going down there for the ham fest years ago, and it was hard for me to even get into the 2-meter, just the standard, you know, analog version of the repeater until I got down there fairly close, but that's been a long time ago. Patrick, have a good one. We'll talk to you guys later. N4DJC clear.
Ready. Rest of the day. K4XB. Mobile and monitoring.
Beef. 4CBA Mobile.
Bay Bravo Mobile.
And name is David, and I'm headed to the tennis court.
Tommy, I'm normally in Southern Greenville. In the veterinarian office. Lawrence.
I got most of that. A little scratchy in the repeater, and that could be on my end. I don't know. But anyway, I think I heard you say you were in Southern Greenville County. Is that correct?
Probably on my end. Yeah, I'm normally in Southern Greenville, but I'm actually local in Florida.
It was real clear there at the beginning of the transmission, but then you get a lot of white noise in there. And I don't know if you're on HT or something. If you're on HT, if you can change your position, you might be able to hit the repeater a little bit better. Who knows?
I'm mobile in Hilltoppin and going down in Creek Bottom, so should be getting in okay right now as I'm on top of a hill. But I'll go ahead and sign with you since I'm not making it in real great. Hope you have a good rest of the day. K4XB.
Well, that was perfect. Yeah. You had a great signal that time. Well, you have a good one, and good to talk with you. And enjoy this beautiful day. And we'll talk to you later, KB4CPA Mobile.